Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. You know, today is so special because I know that it's by the goodness of the Lord, the mercy and that grace that follows me all the days of my life that allows me to sit here before you. Because on yesterday, I learned that with everything I do it with this intentionality, with this purpose, and I care to move with this excellence. And I, not on purpose, was pouring from my cup and not from my overflow. And I felt some weariness inside of my temple. And I had to stop myself and rest in the King's arm and said, Father, at some point in my day, I picked up a burden that was too great for me and I forgot to offer it over because I was so eager to learn. I was so eager to figure out what the need was that it sparked my curiosity in such a way that I explored, you know, the trait of being inquisitive, but I didn't pause and rest in stillness to ask if this is a desire that you have of Honey. And whenever I get in the way of God, I may be looking to expedite a thing when God is looking to just deposit understanding, knowing. And when I'm not in the knowledge base of what God's expectations are, I can sometimes have to rest in the King's arms suddenly, all because of my eagerness and willingness to help. And I get this urgency to do so because when I'm served well, I want to serve others well. And in that wanting to serve and help people, I forget that there first has to be a war cry and they have to ask humbly in prayer, God, that I need your assistance in this area. Because God is such a gentleman, just because he sees a need, he assists when that son or daughter acknowledges that they are empty in that area and that a void needs to be filled, or they're just coming to render praise and worship. And if God will sit in stillness and be patient enough for that war cry, I have to also learn that just because I see needs, just because I see that people could benefit from my knowledge base, I normally have to just also be patient with people's process. Because where I am as a woman, someone had to be patient with me in my learning development. And I love my brothers and sisters so much that I'm like, if only you knew that you were in your own way, then I could help you because you would ask for this help. But it's tricky when people don't ask for help and you just have a willingness to help. And in those seasons where people aren't asking, that's a time that God allows me to rest. That's a time that I'm able to affirm myself, that I'm able to be educated on things that God is asking me to do or be studied in the Word. So I say that to say, to remind you that if you are a person that's in your own way, I'm asking that you get out of your way by allowing God to be God and for you to be a steward of the things that God has before you. And please don't get ahead of God, because the thing that you choose to do outside of God's will be that very thing that you will be at his throne room asking him to take it away from you. And I say that with all respect, because today's topic is lead people to success. And I am one of God's leaders. I'm one of God's kingdom ambassadors. You know, I'm just one of few that have said yes to God's will and God's way. But as I am called to be a teacher and a leader, I'm always wanting to find new ways to present a humble heart. And the best way that I serve that is by being very honest with where I am. So God has me anointed and appointed for such a time as this. But I'm telling you, you can take your grace and move outside of God's will. And I don't want to be outside of God's will, because it's problematic. And the one thing I loved about our brother Jesus is he referenced God the Father often. Because when the disciples wanted to go to a place and do certain things, he would just announce, it's not the hour for that. This is what we're doing as a leader. We're turning our attention here. Why? Because this is where God has his focus. This is where God has his hand. This is where God is leading us. Even if the Holy Spirit leads us in the wilderness, this is the right place for us. Because you can so often go into the wrong door, and that's a door of new opportunities or new relationships, when God has called you to a season of wilderness. Don't miss that season of wilderness because you see someone else in a season of abundance, because that season of wilderness will get you to your season of abundance, and it will allow you to stay there and be sustained in that abundance. Because when you are in the Father, he wants to build a firm foundation. So I want to talk to you about, as a leader, that I lead people to success. And in that success, it covers ground of innovation. It covers ground of integrity. It covers the ground of ownership. When I come on this podcast and I'm exposing areas in my life, and I'm showing you that I don't have it all together, it's so great to have a heart for God's people, have a heart to love, a heart to have this mighty faith. But you also have to know when to be still and not play God and not have people look at you as God, because that's a form of idolatry. And my way of leading people to success is leading myself first. And I also study great leaders. I'm not afraid to, you know, go into new territory and scout out that leadership and see, hey, this could be beneficial for honey. And when I'm around, you know, good-hearted people, I try my best not to pick that leader apart, because I know how hard it is to be well-rounded. It's hard to cover so much ground in so little time, because only God is all-knowing. Only God knows how much time it takes to cultivate an area in our lives to become and sustain a better man or woman. So instead of me standing before people and pretending like I know, I prefer it that people know that, hey, I'm a little confused. So can you articulate exactly what you're needing from honey so that I can be clear with my direction and what I'm focusing my time on? Because I don't care to share information with you that will be wasted. because I don't want to deposit on thorny ground. I want to give to, you know, all people and all personnel on rich soil. Why? Because I know that's where we're most productive and effective. So to lead well, you have to be willing to be led by the shepherd. And when I stand around and before people that are, you know, esteemed people, I am just in awe of the people that God choose to allow me to be connected with. It's like I'm having an outer body experience. I'm living as honey, but I'm also experiencing honey, and I'm getting to experience what God says my life should be and what my life should look like. And the way that I know what God has for me is the people that he presents before me. And so when I evaluate the women and men that's around me, I see these lieutenants, I see these leaders, and I also see these con artists who also wants to present themselves as leaders. But a leader first has to have confidence. And I don't mean that a confidence that comes from self. I mean a borrowed confidence from the kingdom. And I call it Godfidence. Because what people see when they come in contact with me is borrowed favor, borrowed mercy, borrowed intelligence. So it allows me to hang with, if you will, you know, the educated and the esteemed, and to appear as if I have acquired all of this education, when in actuality, I'm just a student of life. Now, I do have a degree of education, but not the level of education needed to be standing next to some of these people who could choose to stand elsewhere, but they like parking themselves right next to honey. And I believe that is because we have something in common, and that common denominator is that we only want to lead people to success. And because we're like-minded in that way, and we're also like-minded in faith, that God has presented his kingdom people who are living out their kingdom identity. And so that makes me qualified, and it has quantified me to be in relationship with people that may be further ahead in their walk in some capacity, but it still allows me to sit around them and amongst them because I'm headed in the same direction that they're going in. Now, when I stand next to these people, I don't shrink. Why? Because why would I introduce myself as a smaller version of who I am to make them feel like there is a need of them? I need them to know there's a need of God. And as long as all of my new relationship knows that God is my sustainer, then I can point out those keynotes that I see inside of them that I admire. And it's just human to human admiration, but I'm not giving them God's glory. And so we don't have this relationship start off in this false pretense that there is a need of them and I will do whatever to have them close to me. You know, how you start a relationship is how you'll finish a relationship. And I don't want that to be on my reputation. So to lead people to success, you cannot fear the people that are successful. you have to be a person that complements the people in, you know, in power, and you have to empower them to be a greater leader. Because one thing about being a leader is not just leading those that are, I don't want to say beneath or underneath you, because we all are equal. I'm speaking in a way of equality here. What I'm wanting to say that there is a season of time where we have followers, and those followers are being developed and discipled so that they can be future leaders. And as they're being discipled, the leaders that are currently in leadership, they get weary sometimes in well-doing. So the leader that I am as a servant leader, I like to serve the leader that's leading me, because I know that weariness happens. Even though God say, don't get weary, we still get weary. We still feel heaviness. And so I like to, you know, partner with that leader and say, how may I serve you? You know, where is a lag? Do you need to vent? Do you need 15 minutes of me just listening to you and not saying anything? Do you need me to, maybe I write you out a card, maybe I gift you something that costs nothing, and I just write a note and tell you how much you mean to me? Or maybe I show up for you in a way that most don't or won't make the time for you in that capacity. Because when you're leading people to success, people are also watching how you engage with other leaders. And if you are a person that wants to carry all of the authority, all of the esteem for self, that is unproductive, because we are a community and we need our leaders to come together so that the people that are following our lead can make sure that they have a proper knowledge and a vantage point of what leadership looks like. So I take this concept into my everyday life, because not only am I a leader for strangers, I'm a leader for my household. I'm a leader for the kingdom of God. That's the highest title that I have, is a kingdom ambassador. And as a daughter to the king, I really study the leadership of Jesus. Christ Jesus modeled well what it should look like to, you know, stand next to your brother and sister and allow them to be comfortable in their flaws, in their insecurities, and in areas that they're insufficient. That shouldn't matter. You should just silently pray for them in that area and still stand next to them. Because if you are the leader that you think you are, you have what it takes to bring a level of knowledge base or information or research to that leader, to help them search out within themselves what needs to be cultivated so that they could continue to soar and elevate in different capacities. Why? Because we were all created for greater. Because the Bible tells us that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And when you find yourself hanging with greatness, you only have time to see needs. And when you see these needs and these deficiencies, you are problem solving together. So you don't have the time to, you know, go small within yourself, especially when you're trusted And God has vet your motives of why you are in that room anyhow. So there's no need to discount yourself to say, hey, man, I don't deserve this opportunity. Like, who am I to be standing around, you know, around these people? You deserve a chance to hear from great leaders, to sit next to great leaders. Why? Because if you don't take the opportunity now, you will be afraid of that next opportunity that that's in front of you. And another reason, you know, why we should want to lead people to success is because we desire change. That's the reason why we have hope. If we didn't desire change, it's okay to be hopeless. It's okay to live a life without love. It's okay to live a life without peace. It's okay to live a life without mercy. But even when I say those things, that sounds insane to say, because we know that we need peace. We know that we need love. We know that we need mercy. We need grace. And the only way that you can have those things, if you're willing to be the change that you need to see. And that requires you to rest in your kingdom, like your identity. So when opportunities present themselves, you're not stumbling and fumbling over who you are, because we have such little time left that we can't be fighting this internal battle with the wages of sin that says that you're disqualified for now. Now, an example of I will lead with success. I tell you guys often that, you know, my occupation is I work in the school and I get to help with social emotional learning. It's so fitting that God allowed me to do exactly what I do naturally, and that's just be myself. I get to help people problem solve just based off how I problem solve. So I get to go and help teachers and students problem solve. I get to go co-regulate and de-escalate, you know, people from, you know, making the wrong move that could eliminate opportunity from them in the future of being their highest version of self. And so in that, God has made a way for me to be exactly who I am, because I made room for him to lead me. And I'm not afraid to say that God gets the credit for my woman, because I know that my womanhood, I had little to do with how refined I am. But I had a lot to do with, you know, taking the necessary steps to walk by faith. So I am the woman that took the necessary steps, but I also am the woman that listened to God's plan. So God is, you know, the true visionary. So I casted a vision and God just fine-tuned that vision by saying, hey, listen to the Holy Spirit and he'll direct that path. So I go into my relationship with God with, you know, trust that he will show me his way, and that he will teach me his path and lead me to his truth and teach me. I believe that God will. I believe that God will show, that God will teach, and that God will lead you. But you have to have an open heart. I am a teachable person because I am a reachable person. So I am a leader that you can You can reach me by phone. You can come into the classroom. And when you come in contact with me, my posture, my demeanor should be so lowly that when you're coming, that if a teacher is coming for assistance, it doesn't matter. I don't laugh in their face. Oh, you need help. How dare you need help? Because why? Why criticize? Why do that when I want them to need help? Because I know as a man or a woman, it's so hard to ask for help. And when you actually get the courage to ask someone for help and they have a smart remark, it's disheartening. Because it's like, wow, it took me 3 years to ask for help. And when I finally get the courage to ask you, you basically throw it back in my face as if I shouldn't need anyone. No, if anyone is around me, I would love it for them to practice on me of learning how to ask for help, learning how to receive help. Because if they don't learn from me, I know they're not asking for help of our Father. I know that they're not receiving help from the Holy Spirit. And it just ties in my point that leaders have to serve well. And you have to go into every day knowing that someone is, you know, checking out your leadership style. They're wanting to see, like, okay, how long can they keep this up? Like, you know, is this person's true identity and character? So allow people to assess you, allow people to come in and challenge and, you know, and make you think up and to read that book or do whatever is necessary, because they're only vetting you and seeing if you a person that they want to have speak into their lives. But either way, all leaders' goals should be to lead people to success. And, you know, I'm around students, and this is my first time in this particular school. So I didn't go into the school and announce that I'm a leader, I'm a teacher, and I can do all these things. I first started by building relationships. And in that rapport, leadership just kind of stands out. I don't know how, it just somehow my characteristics will, you know, come forth. They're called forth based on that conversation. And I'll exude from my presence what's needed in that moment. But I don't just stand in this stature like, okay, I'm just going to be this circus act and just present all of these fun things before you to show you how great I am. No, I just allow that moment to allow whatever needs to arise from my essence to rise up. So that person say, well, listen, you're not alone. I can help you with this. Because here, let me pull from my tool belt. And you can use my resource. I'm willing to be a source for you. Because I know that I'm connected to the source. See, that's when it happens naturally and organically. And I'm just able to be iron that sharpens iron. But at the top of this podcast, I said I got caught up on yesterday when I was wanting to lead well and lead us to success in this community. But I was moving at a pace that wasn't God's pace or his rhythm. And God is moving at a steady pace, but it wasn't at the pace that I thought God should move. And so when I was walking ahead of God, I got out of breath. I'm like, whoa. And God say, see, you have to wait until people are ready for that transition. And that was a pivotal moment for me because I don't want God to put something on people that they can't bear. My ask is not for people to feel overwhelmed and underserved. So I need to allow God to put all the pieces in the place so that when we come together as a collective of leaders, that we are all moving boldly and effective. Why? Because the goal is to prosper. And the Bible says he has never seen a righteous man forsaken, you know, or begging for bread. And so I don't want my brothers and sisters to be begging me for their needs. They should have that cry out, go to the Father. And so even as a leader, you have to know how to be a follower and know how to follow God's lead, because you can become your own force and have this enforcement that's leading people away from the true will of God. And so I'm just studying God so that I can show myself approved. And so this episode is to encourage, you know, the one that says, man, I really know there's more inside of me. I've been withholding, and I suspect that I could give more. But, you know, having more interactions with people scares me. You know, to stand by someone that's more accomplished, you know, it births fear inside of me. You know, when I see people who are educated and very accomplished, you know, I say to myself, wow, this is what God sees for me. I was in connection with a woman today, and when she came in, I'm like, oh my God, this is what God has for me next. And she was rattling off all the things that she's accomplished in a short period of time. I'm like, my goodness. You know, God has connected me with these powerhouses of women. I'm like, whoa, jeez. This is going to take some incredible discipline and consistency, honey, to become the highest version of honey. Wow. And I'm just so grateful to have the admiration of these women as I'm becoming, that I'm accepted and receive right where I am. And I know that as I grow with them, as I pour with them, as I pray with them, as I'm sustained with them, that we will be a community of women that will be change agents for such a time as this. And I'm so excited for what God is doing with sisterhood, because that's been hard for me. I don't know about for you men, that I come in contact and have come in contact with some nasty women, with some women that, you know, come with some hatred in their heart and come with some jealousy, and they come with some envy. And I don't understand that. And I ask God to search out their heart and, you know, remove that hardened heart so they can have a position at the table with respected women. But, you know, those women have to want it for themselves. And so I just want to encourage you, men and women, that when God presents a table before you in the presence of your enemies, of that envious or that person that's full of hatred, make sure that you have the right heart posture, that you don't begin to mimic their character traits, but just because they're flawed. That person just has a weird way of affirming you and saying, go girl, go boy, you're doing your thing. And so when you are a leader, I want you to know, I want to prepare you that it's going to come with a lot of hate. It's going to come with a lot of people wanting to curse you and be your enemy, but lead well. Lead people to success, you know, regardless of what people think about you. You know, regardless if people consider you being a threat. Who cares? because naturally all you can do is be yourself. And if being who you are is intimidating, then that lets you know that that person is not in agreement to follow you to that land of milk and honey. And that's what we want to be. We want to be in a place where God has sent us, because we are called ones. We are sent out to, you know, make a place better. And if a person only wants to make a place bitter, they have no place in God's agenda. And we just allow God to deal with the brokenhearted. And the best way that we can contribute to that is by attributing a prayer on behalf of our sister and brother, and say, Lord, if I'm seeing them be this way, maybe it's just a reminder that I used to be that person. Maybe I didn't want the best for someone, and you know, at the time, and when they wanted the best for themselves. And so maybe those thorns in the side is just what helps us stay humble. But I'm just asking you guys, please don't fumble. Please don't crumble on your opportunity to see yourselves in a seat of leadership, because you'll be surprised that in those seasons of long suffering and on that battlefield of when you ran into some men and women that didn't have your best interests at heart, God has greater for you. Your greater is coming. And I'm telling you, not just to cast this hope out there. I'm telling you from a position that I'm in. I'm sitting around women who deserve a round of applause every single day. And I'm grateful to be a woman that's around this group of women, because I can tell that they're protected. I could tell that they are secure in who they are. And I can tell you that these group of women, there is no hate. There is no shade. There is no dishonor, no disgrace that you can speak on their name that will not backfire on you, because these women are diamonds. They're not disturbed minds. They're healthy minds, and they're resilient. And so I'm just so grateful to stand next to queens. And I hope the same for you, that you will live to see the day of how God sees you based on who he partners you with. And in that partnership, don't self-sabotage, because you are so worthy of the greatness that God has for you. And the Bible says, lean not on your own understanding. That's hard for us to do sometimes. And in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. But the first thing the Bible says before those two verses is trust in the Lord thy God with all your heart. It all starts with trust and knowing that God will direct your path. So don't be afraid of podcasting. Don't be afraid of writing the book. Don't be afraid of your new beginnings. Because that fresh perspective that God has given you, that is the thing. That is the word of God. That is the manna of God that is going to bring you into rooms that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered in the heart of man, how God will love you, his son and daughter. And I'm just so excited for your new beginning. I'm so excited for your leadership skills, and I'm excited for your next. So I go ahead and say congratulations to you. I'm proud of you. I believe in you. You are smart. You are strong. You are powerful, and you love yourself. You are smart. You are strong. You are powerful, and you love yourself. Yes, you can. You deserve to be financially stable. You deserve to be connected with people that speak life into you. So step up for your next and don't allow this moment to pass you by. I am your queen, Lady Honey, God's queen first, here to serve his podcast, here to grow well. And before I end closing, I want to thank the Holy Spirit for being my best friend and my speaker on this podcast. And I want to close out with a freestyle to let God know that I'm only here to serve him only in spirit and truth. Father, did you feel that shade? How shady was it? I let someone get close to me so they could try to pick fruit from my tree. I think they thought that I would be barren, but I saw new seeds sprouting from my roots. I guess I gotta lace my boots this time. You've outdone yourself. In this new sights of faith, to glory, I'm starting to read a new story. A new story of jealousy and envy. I never thought those traits will ever come near me. Even after I reject and renounce, I still see that hardened heart finds a space at my table. And as you prepare a table in the presence of my enemies, there is one person in particular that I would like for that individual to see my light shine. Not to dim my light, but God, if I have enough light inside of me, I pray that you light hers. Because God, I don't live in a dark place, in a dark room, so I never assume that I know what her gloom feels like. But God, she is swallowed up by looking at me. But if I can turn her eyes to a sight to see, I will show her you. So instead of sharing this moment and making it just about me, I would like to make this moment about us, a moment about trust. And may she trust her sister that I am for unity. Separate her from her past trauma so that she can see that she has a seat at the table. And a seat at the table is better than being removed. So God, I thank you for how you honor this prayer by listening. I am grateful for you. And I'm also grateful for those that's on the other side of this. Again, I am your Queen, Lady Honey, asking you all to stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Until next time.